Think that you know the speed of light? Think again, because scientists have observed light traveling much faster than what we were taught in school. On today's Creation Moment, see what the speed of light teaches us about the God who created it. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
All the textbooks inform us that the speed of light is about 186,000 miles per second. This is the absolute speed limit of the universe, according to Einstein's theory of relativity, we've always been told. Should anything travel faster than that, Einstein's theory fails. While the certainty of the speed of light as an absolute limit has provided comfort for many, new research may point to a universe that's stranger than we can imagine. It all began when an Italian researcher showed that microwaves could travel through the air at speeds slightly faster than light. Then an American researcher decided to see what would happen to the speed of light in a special chamber. He built a clear chamber filled with cesium gas. When a pulse of light was sent through it, the light went through the chamber at 300 times the speed of light. This is so fast that the main pulse of light exited the chamber before it went in. This strange effect is a result of the unique wave action of light. For this reason, researchers say that Einstein's theory remains viable. However, this finding has led to a debate among physicists over whether a message could ever be sent faster than the speed of light into the past. This research should remind us that the universe is the creation of an unlimited, almighty God. While scientific research can bring many benefits, it cannot be too dogmatic about its interpretation of the universe. Only the Bible, which is the very word of the unlimited, almighty God, offers absolute knowledge.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.